This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:34 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman, Lin and Kelvin. And in the studio with us is Keith Kam for the Market Rep. So there is this new way, apparently, of marketing products that's beginning to attract manufacturers. And that is something called live streaming using key opinion leaders. And reports say that this is how Malaysian SMEs managed to sell nearly 180,000 ringgit worth of durian products in 10 minutes. How does it work?
I know, I was just as mind-boggled as you are. So, you know, live streaming works like, you know what QVC, the home shopping network. Uh-huh. At some point, it's a guilty pleasure. I'm sure you've sat in front of it just to watch people sell knives and pots and pans. And
Tupperwares.
It's actually quite remarkable, the things that people will come up with and the things that succeed. I think that's what I learned from watching that.
Exactly. So now they've taken it one step further. They, the industry has taken it one step further. They use key opinion leaders. The acronym is KOLs. You can look that up. It's actually a new career.
Yes, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. So they are basically social media influencers, sometimes celebrities, basically anyone whose opinions you might want to listen to. These KOLs, they push these products, they do it on camera. This time it's streamed live over the internet, and then there is interaction with the viewers who may ask questions. So like if you are selling a sweater or a range of clothing, for example, your viewers might ask you to try on the pink color one or the tuck it in or whatever, and you just react to it. So anyway, last week on Alibaba's Taobao online shopping platform, MDEC, that's the Malaysian Digital Economy Corporation, they roped in several China KOLs to sell products from Malaysian SMEs, and they moved millions of ringgit worth of Musang King products as well as bottled bird's nest. These KOLs, they have followers numbering 3 million and above, but this is China, you know. Anyway, for our part, I met up with Fong Yuen. She's Malaysian. She's got this company called Sushi Vid, which is a firm that manages influencers or KOLs. Now, she is trying to learn from the Chinese who have been at this industry a lot longer.
I think the live stream business is only going to grow. And by coming here and learning from them, right, I'm reducing my hiccups and reducing all my mistakes. Because they are now third year in live stream, and Malaysia, Lazada and Shopee, they just started, like barely just scratching the surface. So it's not just for China business, but also for our development back home.
So that's Sushi Vid CEO Fong Yuen. I spoke with one of the Chinese KOLs there as well, just to get a sense of what the remuneration is like. She says she earns enough in a day to buy an apartment in Hangzhou.
Oh, wow.
That's estimated to be about 800,000 ringgit. That's a day.
I think we're
in the wrong job.
Yeah, right. Right. Is it too late to... I need to learn Mandarin. That's what it is. I don't have the skill set.
Well, I guess that works in China because they have a population of like 1.4 billion people. What would it be like replicating something like this here in Malaysia?
Yeah, that's an interesting question as well, because this is something I brought up. And apparently this is something that is ongoing because the potential is huge, because more and more people are opting to do their shopping from home. But the challenge in Malaysia is, number one, like you said, the population. There is also the connectivity and infrastructure issue, but this is where the government's 21.6 billion ringgit, National Fiberization and Connectivity Plan Drive comes in. As for products, I asked Yuen as well, and she told me that there are some which might move more easily than others.
I think the easiest to begin with is cosmetics and skincare. Because it's small, easy to set up, the location is, you know, one camera will do type. It's very easy for you to showcase on the skin, you can see it very clearly. Food works also, so just say you can recommend a restaurant, that works as well, because if you've been there, you take pictures of the food, it's good.
That was Sushi Vid CEO Fong Yuen. So let's look at Bursa Malaysia, and Genting Plantations was in the news again, giving a response to the Greenpeace allegations that it had been burning land in Indonesia between 2015 and 2018.
So it's a big deal because Genting Plantations has been an RSPO member since 2006. And I think you guys discussed this on Monday with YB Teresa Kok as well.
Yes, we did.
RSPO. You can look up that podcast there for more details. the Greenpeace write-up actually claims it is among the top 10 groups. Genting is was among the top 10 groups of the largest areas of burnt land in Indonesia. So Genting issued, you know, your usual standard statement that it is committed to the implementation of the zero burning policy in the development of its oil palm plantation. Meanwhile, RSPO themselves, they are investigating. In the meantime, Genting plantation shares today closed up 0.3% at 9.79 ringgit, which is a bit of a recovery because it hit 10.22 ringgit in mid-September and sort of like plunged during the haze season.
Keith, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.